What do you mean Jason Todd is dead?
Written by Mamma Mia 51 and read by Litra. A Batman Comics verse fanfic. With the pairing Dick Grayson, Jason Todd. Rated teen. Summary. Jason was sent to the past and needs the Bat Clan's help, but it turns out that he had just died. Not wanting to stir up any bad emotions for the family by revealing his identity, Jason has to find a way to return back to his time. And did Dick just flirt with him?
Jason didn't remember exactly what happened. He remembers a magician and a gang meeting that he was going to crash. He remembers startling the young magician that he didn't expect to be there. He remembers trying to calm the magician down, and then he distinctly remembers a bright light that was accompanied by him being thrown into a wall. Jason had just woken up in the alley that he met the magician in. His back was killing him, and one of his gloves was covered in something wet and slimy. He sat up with a groan. His hand went to his face, and he felt the hardness of the hood. At least his identity was still intact. He stood up and ran his hands over his body, mentally checking for injuries or anything else the magician could have done. He was fine, which was good, but also weird. He supposed that the magician just cast a spell to knock him out? He didn't know how long he was out for, either. It was dark, which could mean he was out for a couple of hours, or it could have been a full day. God, he hated magic. He sighed, and decided to check out the warehouse that gang was having its meeting in. He opened the door, entering in slowly, but no one was there. It was completely deserted. There wasn't a single trace that the gang was ever there. He swore out loud and turned back. He was angry. He had spent a month planning and getting enough information to take this gang down, and some kid brought him down, ruining all his work. He took out his grapple gun and shot a line off in the direction of his most recent safe house. A few minutes later, when he arrived at his safe house, he noticed that there was something wrong. There was a light on. He never left the lights on. He barely turned them on in the first place. Was it Nightwing? Red Robin? Jason grumbled at the very idea that it could be Batman. Although it was unlikely Bruce would turn the lights on. Robin had no reason to visit. Actually, none of the Bat Clan members had any reason to visit. He got up from his crouching position on the rooftop across from his building, and was about to make his way to his window, but a woman came into view. He stopped and crouched back down. This was the right apartment, he knew it. But why was there some stranger living there? He reached for his gun, wondering if this woman had made the mistake of trying to rob him. But then he looked closer. The apartment was arranged in a totally different way than he'd had it before. How long was he out for? He sighed and decided he would need to talk to someone else. Batman? Oh, hell no. Robin? No. Red Robin? He was an okay option, but he was also at the manor, and Jason wanted to avoid the possibility of running into Bruce. Their relationship was better than it had been, but he still didn't want to spend his free time with the man. And Nightwing was in Bloodhaven last time he had checked, so looks like Red Robin it was. Jason made his way over to the manor. The house was aglow with bright lights from the ballroom. Lucky him, it must be another one of Bruce Wayne's famous parties. His own invite must have gotten lost in the mail. He frowned. Now he would have to sneak into the Batcave and wait however long it took for Tim to come down. Sadly, Bruce would probably come with him, and Alfred wouldn't even be down because he would be attending to the party, which meant that the best family member wouldn't even be there for Jason to talk to. Unless... maybe Red Hood got an invite? Jason smiled to himself as his idea formed. He would just crash the party, steal Timmy, and then talk to him about what happened. No need to get involved with Bruce or anybody else. Red Hood got closer to the house, scanning the guests, making sure there weren't going to be any surprise weapons that might stand in his way. Jim Gordon wasn't there, which was a good sign. He couldn't find Tim, though.
Bruce was talking to some group of elites. Alfred was setting a dish of some delicious-looking food down. But there was no sign of Tim. He looked over the prestigious crowd again, but this time his eyes settled on Dick. He looked strange. There was something about him that was off, something that he couldn't quite place. Maybe it was the distance that was between them? Jason stood up and took out one of his guns. He took a deep breath and then launched himself through one of the giant windows of the ballroom. Everything happened fast after he broke through the glass. He shot off a couple of rounds, all into the ground, making sure not to come close to any of the guests. There were screams and people ducking. Jason briefly felt bad that Alfred might be the one cleaning up all this mess when this was through, but then he spotted Dick and every other thought went out of his head. He kept his gun pointed at the guests, moving towards Dick.
"You know, I think I lost my invitation,"
Red Hood announced to the mass of people. His voice modulator made a couple of the guests flinch. He grabbed a round time bomb out of his belt and looked right at Bruce.
"Catch,"
he said, and threw the bomb at the man. Bruce dropped the glass that was in his hand and caught the bomb. Jason presented a detonator and made a show of pressing the button.
"Careful now. One move and you'll blow the whole house up."
Bruce scowled at the bomb, then at Red Hood. Jason laughed and walked over to Dick. He grabbed the man by the arm and started to drag him to the window. "Hey," Dick startled. "What do you think you're doing?" Red Hood shrugged.
"We need to talk,"
Jason answered. He grabbed Dick and pulled him through the French doors that led to the balcony. "What do you mean?" Dick asked. "Who the hell are you?" Jason was about to ask what Dick was talking about, but he figured he was just putting on a show for the guests. Jason didn't respond. Instead, he tightened his grip on Dick and dove off the balcony. They both tucked their knees in and rolled to lessen the impact. Jason stood up and started to walk around to the back of the house. Dick didn't follow.
"Come on,"
Jason said, nodding the way he was walking. Dick made a face. "What? No, why would I follow you?" Jason groaned and walked over to Dick.
"Quit the fucking act, Dick. Come on."
He grabbed Dick and pushed him in the direction he wanted to go in. Dick made an offended noise and begrudgingly walked by Jason's side. They stayed in silence, which was odd given Dick's usual bubbly personality that seemed to be synonymous with never shutting up. It was actually making Jason a bit uncomfortable. He was about to break the silence when a small boy wearing a mostly red suit and a yellow cape jumped in front of them. "Stop right there," he yelled. Jason looked down at him.
"Who the fuck are you?"
Jason asked. He felt Dick tense next to him. Jason looked over and saw the older man move towards the boy. "I'm Robin," the boy responded, reaching into his belt and throwing a batarang at him. Jason caught it easily. The throw wasn't that strong, and it was aimed directly at his chest.
"What do you mean you're Robin?"
"I mean I'm Robin," the boy shot back. He looked at Dick with his mouth twisted down into a frown. Something about this was familiar, but Jason couldn't quite place it. Jason didn't have the time for this. Everything was just so weird, even with Dick.
"Whatever, kid."
Jason shoved past Robin and looked at Dick.
"What the hell is going on?"
he asked, anger seeping into his tone. Dick's eyes were wide. "I don't know what you're talking about," Dick responded.
"Drop the fucking act, Dick. I already told you."
Jason shoved at Dick. "Hey!" Robin yelled, getting in between Jason and Dick.
"Get out of here, kid,"
Jason growled. He was wondering why the kid was so familiar.
"Dick, call the fucker off."
Dick looked between the two. Robin crossed his arms and frowned at Jason. "You should be nice to him," Robin said, leaning into Jason's space. "His brother just died." "Robin!" Dick yelped, holding his hands out in almost defense.
"What?"
Jason asked, suddenly serious.
"What happened to Damien?"
"How long was he out? Is that why there was a new kid?" None of this was making sense. "Who's Damien?" both Dick and Robin asked at the same time. Jason threw up his hands.
"Your brother!"
he yelled. Dick's face fell. "My brother was Jason Todd." Jason stopped. "What?"
"What day is it?"
Dick looked at the ground. "It's May 15th.
Dick's voice sounded broken. May 15th? That means it had been only 18 days since Jason had died. Jason didn't know how to respond. Should he tell them? How would they react? Would they believe him? Holy shit, does this mean that magician transported him into the past? How the fuck was he supposed to get back? He was about to say something, but a black shadow came out of nowhere, knocking Jason to the ground. There was a shout of, "Batman!" from Robin and Dick. Jason groaned. Great! Jason got up and unholstered one of his guns. Batman threw a batarang. It was too fast for Jason to catch, but he was able to dodge it and get next to Dick. He pressed the gun to his head.
Stop!
Jason ordered. Batman hesitated. Robin was in a fighting stance next to him.
Listen, Batman, I don't want to hurt anyone.
Jason felt Dick huff underneath him. Oh, but you know who he is? Robin huffed. This is Tim, Jason realized. You have a gun to the head of a boy you kidnapped, Batman responded in a deep voice. Jason sighed.
No, I have a gun to the head of Nightwing, who I'm sure could get out of this easily.
Everyone tensed. Dick grabbed Jason's arm and quickly maneuvered out of Jason's hold, turning around to face him. Jason wavered and put his gun away. Dick did that weird. It seemed to be less together, less experienced. Jason could probably take Dick down fairly trouble-free if he wanted to. How do you know that? Dick asked.
Same way I know that Batman is Bruce Wayne and this Robin is Tim Drake.
The group in front of him were in a weird mixture of confusion and tension. I thought you didn't know who I was, Tim huffed, crossing his arms again and looking away from Jason.
I'm from the future. I don't know how I got here. There was some kind of magician that hit me with something. I just realized what time period I'm in,
Jason explained.
I need to get back.
Batman was still looking at him suspiciously. Tim looked intrigued at the prospect of time travel, and Dick looked relaxed. That man was always too trusting.
Why would you come to us? Batman asked.
Jason laughed.
We work together in the future?
Jason half-lied. He opened his jacket, revealing the red bat symbol on his chest.
I'm in Gotham. I just need your help. I need to get back to my own time. I'm sure you'd prefer me to be there, too.
Batman stared at Jason for a moment. He looked at the symbol on his chest.
You just expect me to believe that we trust each other in the future? Batman scowled.
Bruce, you don't trust anyone,
Jason shot back. Dick laughed. Oh, he definitely knows you, Dick mumbled. Batman looked at Dick. He seemed sad. What is that?
Still, Batman started, obviously about to object.
Oh, please, Bruce, it's not like he actually hurt anyone. He needs our help. Dick strolled up to Jason and wrapped his arm around Jason's own. Come on, Dick smiled up at Jason. This way. Dick led Jason into the house. Jason looked back at Bruce and Tim. Bruce looked shocked and Tim shrugged. They both started to walk after Dick and Jason. Dick started up a conversation with Jason, asking him his name. Jason knew he couldn't tell them his real name. He had just died here. He couldn't do that to his family, not to Dick. Dick was never the problem. He lied and said his name was Peter. It was simple enough to remember, but it wasn't Jason nor even Todd, so he hoped nobody would connect the dots. Dick started to ask questions about Jason, how they knew each other in the future, how much further in the future he was from, and he even asked about Damian. Jason answered each question vaguely, trying to keep his identity a secret, and he tried not to reveal too much about the future. He knew that it could be dangerous. Dick was acting strange around him. He was laughing more, and he still hadn't let go of Jason's arm. They went to the clock, opened the secret entrance to the cave, and went down. The cave was even different. There were less costumes, less collectibles. Jason spotted his own costume in a case, a light shining on it. Jason stared at it for a while. It made him feel something that he couldn't quite place. Batman must have caught him because he grunted and ordered Jason to take off the hood. Jason thought it over. His face had aged by about 10 years. He had a mask on under the hood, and they certainly wouldn't be looking for Jason's face so soon after his own death. Jason slowly removed the hood.
"Why do you have the mask on under the hood?" Tim had asked.
Jason looked down at the boy. "The hood breaks a lot," Jason answered. Tim nodded his head understandingly.
"Why do you use guns?" Tim asked again.
"Batman doesn't use guns." This question drew Dick and Bruce's attention.
"Long story," Jason responded.
He walked over to the Batcomputer and sat down in the chair in front of the keyboard. Batman scowled at him.
"Do you kill people?" Tim questioned,
following him to his seat.
Jason debated telling the boy the whole truth, but he really needed Batman's help, and he didn't have enough time to explain everything.
"No," Jason added.
"You placed a bomb in my hands," Bruce added.
"Well, we have a complicated relationship. It's not like it was actually going to go off."
Dick laughed and moved closer to Jason.
"Why do you dye that part of your hair white?" Tim asked, getting close enough to reach up and touch the white blotch of his hair.
Jason smiled.
"It's not dye. It's, like a birthmark."
"Like a birthmark?" Dick smirked, bending down and running his own hand through the little tuft. It felt nice.
Yeah, Jason said. "Like a birthmark."
Dick smiled at him and gave a little tug to the white part. Oh yeah, there was something strange going on with Dick. It was almost like he was flirting with him. That couldn't be right. Batman seemed to pick up on the strange behavior and quickly asked Jason to go over everything that happened before he woke up. Jason told him everything that he could remember. Magic was always hard to deal with. Pair it with time travel and it got even worse. Batman explained that there were only a few ways to get him back to his own time. One included Flash running back and dropping Jason off at the same time that he got blasted into the past. Or they could reverse the spell by calling in another magician. Jason knew that these options would be the last resort. He decided that it was better to call another magician. It seemed both more accurate and easier for everyone involved. Batman agreed and called Zatanna. When Zatanna didn't pick up, he called Constantine, who also didn't pick up. Batman left some messages and told Jason that he was going to have to stay the night. Bruce looked uncomfortable with the idea, especially when Dick clapped his hands together and said that he would lead Jason to an empty room. Batman stopped him and said that he would need to leave his weapons in the cave. Dick seemed irritated at Bruce, but before Dick could say more than a word, Bruce cut him off by adding that it was Alfred's rule. Jason softened at the mention of the older man. He agreed and removed his weapons, dropping them onto the desk in front of the Batcomputer. Batman frowned at the amount of deadly weapons. Jason could just tell that he wanted to kick him out, but something, probably Dick, stopped him from doing so. When Jason got rid of all the weapons, Dick smiled and took his arm again, leading him up the steps to the manor. It didn't take long for them to run into Alfred, who was a bit displeased to see Jason. Given that he just cleaned up a bunch of broken glass from the window Jason had jumped through, yeah. Alfred was still quite the gentleman and offered him something to eat. Jason denied and said that he just wanted to go to bed. He bid a goodbye to Alfred, and they began their walk upstairs. Dick kept up a constant flow of conversation as they made their way to an empty room. Dick opened the door and showed Jason where the bathroom and everything was.
"I'm just next door, if you need anything," Dick hummed.
His hands were folded in front of him, and he was standing close to Jason's chest. Dick was smiling with his big blue eyes, and he looked very pretty. Jason wasn't dumb. He knew that Dick was gorgeous, with his eyes, his body, his ass. Richard Grayson was closer to a work of art than any mortal man Jason knew, especially in that blue sweater. It brought out his eyes and made him look like some kind of mixture of adorable and incredibly hot. Jason was weak for a man in a sweater. Why was Dick even flirting with him in the first place? He technically didn't even know him. Jason smiled and nodded his head, telling the other man that if he needed something, he would be the first person to know. Dick said goodbye and ran a hand down Jason's leather-clad arm.
Jason returned with a good night, and watched as Dick took extra care to swing his hips as he walked away. Jason looked around the guest room. It was impeccably made, thanks to Alfred, but Jason knew Bruce well enough to know that the room was probably covered with bugs. Luckily, Jason had brought his hood, which had a built-in detector. He put it on and quickly found the cameras and bugs, hiding them away in the desk adjacent to the window. He also closed the curtains and locked the door. When he was sure that the coast was clear, he walked into the connected bathroom and took off his mask. It was the first time Jason had looked at himself since he woke up. His face was fine, no visible cuts or bruises. He peeled off his jacket and felt a burst of pain in his chest and back. He grimaced at the pain. He peeked out the door and made sure no one was going to come in. He began to undo the latches and zippers that kept his shirt and armor in place. After a minute, he dropped the clothes on the ground and stared at the giant black and blue bruise that was forming in the middle of his chest. He turned around and looked over his shoulder. There was another bruise. It was less intense than the one on his chest, but it was still fairly large. He sighed, picked up his shirt, and walked to the bed. He sat down on the edge and untied his boots. He pulled them off and laid down on the bed. He was just about ready to go to sleep when there was a knock on his door. Jason shot up, looking around for his mask. Who is it? He asked, stalling, trying to remember where his mask was. It's Tim, or, Robin, Tim answered. Jason hesitated. Tim wouldn't be able to put together that he was Jason Todd. It was impossible. He didn't even know who Jason was before. Jason got up and walked to the door, unlocking it and opening it up for Tim. Tim was dressed in sweats, sans mask. His eyes went wide when he saw the bruise on Jason's chest. "Whoa, what happened?" he exclaimed loudly. Jason shushed him and pushed him into the room. "Quiet, kid," Jason ordered. He closed the door behind Tim. "Calm down." He saw Tim relax. "What do you want, Tim?" Tim smiled and hopped over to the bed. He plopped down and crossed his legs. "I have some questions." Jason couldn't help but smile back. "Sure," he said, walking over to the bed and laying down. "Lay 'em on me, kid." Jason had made a mistake by allowing Tim into his room. The kid was too curious. He asked so many questions. Jason couldn't answer a lot of them, and he had to answer even more with a lie. Half lies, really. Jason had finally had enough of Tim's questions, and he was frankly too tired. So he told Tim he needed to get to sleep. Tim begrudgingly agreed and stood up. "Tomorrow you need to answer more of my questions, Peter. I have so many." "All right, Timmy, sure thing." He walked Tim to the door. "You know," Tim started before Jason could usher him out the door, "I see why Dick likes you so much." Jason was taken aback. "What? Did Dick tell you he liked me?" Jason could feel his cheeks heat up. Tim laughed. "He didn't need to say anything. He was all over you. I haven't seen him act like that around anyone since Barbara." Jason nodded his head. He remembered their relationship well. He also remembered that he was jealous of the relationship, too, although he didn't know who he was more jealous of. It was a confusing time for him. He was young. There was a lot of spandex. "And look at you," Tim pointed at him. "You like him, too, huh?" Jason narrowed his eyes at Tim. "Go to bed, Timmy."
"Are you guys together in the future?"
"Go to bed, Tim." "Do you want to get together with him?"
"You said you'd save your questions for tomorrow."
Tim smiled and held up his hands. "All right, all right." Tim reached for the door.
"Oh, yeah, and your mask is in the bathroom."
Jason paused, looking over at the door. "This house and its damn detectives." "Thank you, Tim. Now go to bed." Tim laughed again and finally strolled out of his room. Jason locked the door and walked over to the bathroom, grabbing his mask. He went back over to the king-sized mattress and set the mask on the bedside table. He lay down and was finally able to go to sleep.
Jason woke up with a knocking at the door. He was about to tell whoever it was to fuck off, but then he remembered where he was and shot up at the idea of saying that to Alfred. He reached over and put the mask on his face. Then he ran to the door. He opened it and was met with the face of one Dick Grayson. Dick looked like he was about to say something, but his eyes lowered and his mouth just kind of hung open for a second.
"Hey, Dick," Jason greeted.
Dick's eyes snapped up and his cheeks quickly colored. He scratched at his nose and looked to the side.
Good morning, Peter."
Dick looked back at Jason.
"Morning."
"So, Zatanna is here, and Bruce told me to come get you, so..." Dick's eyes glanced downward again. He seemed to totally ignore the huge bruise there.
"Okay, I'll be right down. Thanks, Dick."
Dick smiled and turned around quickly. Jason smirked and closed the door. He had to admit, Dick's gratuitous staring felt pretty good. Jason quickly got dressed and tied his shoes. He already had the mask on, so he felt comfortable leaving the hood off. He went downstairs and found Alfred in the kitchen. The butler offered him some food, but he told the man that the others were waiting for him, so he declined. Alfred nodded his head, but put some toast and fruit on a plate and handed it to Jason.
"And Master Jason, I can't tell you how happy I am to see you."
He whispered the words. His tone was sad, and his eyes were tearing up. Jason looked at the dish.
"How did you..."
he was about to ask. Alfred just smiled.
"There's not a chance I wouldn't recognize one of my boys."
Jason smiled.
"I don't know how or when, but I'm glad that you'll be back."
There were a lot of unspoken things between them. There were probably millions of questions going through Alfred's head, but Jason just wrapped his arms around the man, hugging him tightly. Alfred hugged Jason back, then sent him on his way. Jason ate as he made his way down to the cave. Alfred was too smart for anyone's own good. Jason entered the cave and saw everyone there. Zatanna, Bruce, Tim, and Dick. Tim came running up to Jason.
"Peter, did you think about my questions?"
Jason looked down at him.
A little bit," Jason answered.
"So, were you?"
"No,"
Jason shook his head.
"Do you want to?"
Jason put his hand on the kid's shoulder.
"Maybe, Timmy."
Tim smiled and jumped. He was such a cute kid. Jason had to be really fucked up after the pit to want to hurt him. He felt sad for a moment. Dick was the next one to come up to him. "All right, so you probably already know Zatanna, but Zatanna?" He turned to the girl, who also looked a lot younger than he remembered.
"This is Peter."
Zatanna smiled and shook his hand.
"Nice to meet you. I'm just going to try to reverse the spell. If that doesn't work, I can just try to send you back in time, although it might be less accurate."
Jason nodded his head and told her to do whatever she needed to do. Jason was unfamiliar with the whole magic thing, but apparently it took Zatanna some time to figure out the spell that was used with him. So he was left to talk with Tim, who, as promised, had even more questions that Jason couldn't answer. The only thing that Jason could focus on was how Dick was paying attention to him. He looked charmed, with a small smile playing at his lips, as he watched Jason talk with Tim. Bruce called Tim over after a few minutes, which left Dick alone with Jason. They talked for a while, just about some simple things. As time passed, Jason noticed Dick moving closer to him. Jason couldn't help but turn towards him with each word. They talked until finally Zatanna found the right reversal to the spell. She called them over. Dick sighed.
"You know," Dick said, bringing Jason's attention away from the magician, "I know it sounds bad, but I kind of wish you didn't have to go back."
Jason smiled and rested a hand on Dick's shoulder.
"Me too," Jason told him, honestly. "But we'll meet again, in a few years."
Dick frowned.
"I look forward to it,"
Dick smiled. But Jason could tell he was still upset. This was crazy. Dick barely knew him. How could he feel this way? Jason couldn't stand it. He trailed his hand down the side of Dick's face, his fingers ending up in his hair. Dick looked at Jason, directly in the eyes. Jason waited a second. Dick shook his head, leaning upwards and connecting their lips. It was short, but sweet. The kiss was quickly ended when Tim yelled in excitement. Zatanna was smiling, but still told Jason to hurry up. Dick and Jason made their way over to the group of others.
All right, everyone, say your goodbyes.
Jason looked at Dick. Tim pulled on Jason's jacket and quickly said that he would miss him. Jason returned the farewell and turned to Dick. He looked sad.
Hey, you'll see me in a few years, Jason joked.
Dick smiled and leaned up to kiss Jason again. Bruce grunted behind them, and Dick separated with an annoyed look at his adoptive father.
I'll be waiting. Dick smiled.
Jason returned it and told Zatanna to start her magic. She spoke a couple of backwards words. There was a bright light, and then Jason was back in the alley. Jason sighed and wondered how he was going to talk to Dick after everything that had happened. Jason decided that it could wait for later. It was early in the morning, and he was still in his costume. He quickly put on his hood and grappled to his safe house. He took a shower and changed into some sweats. He had just sat down with a book when his doorbell rang. He swore and stood up, going to the door. He opened it, ready to yell at Mrs. Stewart that there was no way he was making any noise. But he stopped short when he saw Dick at the door.
Oh, hey, Dick, he spoke, not really knowing what to say or why the other man was here.
Hey,
Dick's voice was off.
Peter.
Jason froze. He couldn't come up with anything to say, so he just smiled. Dick smiled back, then stood up on his toes and kissed Jason. When they parted, Jason just stared at Dick.
I said I would be waiting.
The end.